Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm here with Jen.
Yeah.
And we're back here, folks. I can't believe we're back on the air.
We're back.
It's only February 1st, 2021.
it's been a long time,
right? Although we were back during the COVID for like May, June, we did a few shows.
We did, yeah.
But nothing like coming back and doing this after so long. It's been almost a year, Jen, since this COVID shit.
I don't know if it feels like a long time or a short time.
Really?
That we've been in the pandemic. Like, it feels like...
It seems like yesterday for you, like it started?
It seems like yesterday, but it also feels like we've been doing this all our lives. Like, I don't know if I feel like it's been a little bit or a lot of it a time.
Well, that's good, actually, you know, because I've been having a hard time dealing with this, with the a certain amount of loneliness, I would say, you know.
Sure.
Because you can't really socialize with people.
Sure.
I try to be careful, so just staying with the immediate family who you know they're not around people either.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I decided, you know, I can't just stop my life. Like, many people are just locked up at home and they don't leave, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know how you can live like that.
I mean,
know?
Mental health is off the charts right now.
Right.
People are really struggling. Domestic abuse is on the rise. Like, I mean, it's been at the rise since the whole pandemic. Like, people are really, really going through it, you know, and I don't mean this in an insensitive way, but I've been lucky enough to have work most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Good for you. Good for you. Because, well, you're like open to everything. That's why it's a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not limiting your options, you know?
I know. I literally do almost any job. Someone's like, hey, you want $300? I'm like, yeah. Where do I go?
Well, that's true, but at least you're surviving, you know, and that's a good thing. Many people are really struggling, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if I didn't work, I would have had to have left L.A.
Yeah. That's,
that wasn't an option.
See, I don't have anywhere to leave too, you know?
Yeah, totally.
But, I haven't been working a lot because there's not a lot of work, you know? I mean, I have an engineer that helps and runs most of the station and stuff. And I didn't want to let him go, you know, because, you know, then he's got a problem, you know?
For sure.
So that's what I did. And, you know, so consequently, my life has changed. I feel I've really changed, you know, like... First of all, I smoke too much weed now, you know.
Wasn't that the case before, though?
Well, but remember, after I... yeah, but this is
that,
a lot
like,
more,
before
you know.
The pandemic.
But remember, when I had the stroke, I really cut down. I stopped the cigarettes. And I got a little weed.
You're still not, yeah.
But the weed is harder to kick, you know.
Yeah.
So, and it helps me with the boredom, with being alone and stuff. Just makes me not really care.
Sure.
You kind of get into your own thing, you know. So,
yeah.
I spend too much time on Facebook, which I hate to do. You know, I mean, how much can you read and watch TV and all that stuff, you know? And I'm not a TV person, so every once in a while I'll watch a movie or something.
You know what kills me is that now we have streaming services that have multiple seasons of a show. So back in the day, we used to watch one episode a week, and we'd wait all week to see that show. And now you sit down, and of course I'm going to watch all 8 episodes on my day off.
Right.
And if there's a second season, I'm going to start that season. but what I realized for me was that, like, weed was keeping me bedridden.
Really?
Like, it was keeping me bedridden, and I was blowing through way too many shows on my day off. And then by the end of the day, like, my neck hurts, my back hurts, like, I'm just like... My body feels terrible.
I know.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you know. I mean, I've gained some weight also just being around here. I don't move a lot, you know. When we had the station and we had normal life, I'd constantly be moving, you know, in and out. I was hardly ever home. At the station, I would go up, down, sideways, anything, any way you can think of, just getting up and moving around all the time. So it was different, you know, and now... yeah, now you just sit, you know? So yeah. I got my e-bike, my electric bike, which is the best thing since fucking anything, you know? This is bicycle.
I'm so glad because when we left the show, you were right. Like, nah, I haven't been on it. I haven't been on it. So I'm glad
Get it back then? Oh, I guess maybe during COVID, though, I got
it. You had gotten it, I think, right before COVID.
Yeah, like June. No, I must have gotten it May or June, I remember.
Really? I remember you saying you had a bike that you weren't.
Right, but.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was another bike. This is the electric bike.
Okay.
No, I don't. No, this one I got. That bike I gave to my son. But this one is an electric bike. So what happens is when you pedal, it helps you a lot. So you don't have to sweat, right?
Perfect. Point of a bicycle out of the bicycle.
No, but that's the thing is bicycle is not only for exercise. It's also for fun, for cruising, for just enjoying yourself. I mean, I usually with a bike, even when I had the regular bike, I didn't really ride it for the exercise. I rode it for fun, you know, just to run around.
I mean, you have a great neighborhood for it. If I lived in a neighborhood like this, I would definitely have a bike.
But that's the thing, is that how much can you ride in the same place, you know? And we do have a trail that goes along the orange line, which is the bus line.
Mm.
And there's like a trail going all through it, just the drivers, you know?
Yeah, LA drivers are absolutely insane.
Yeah, you know, I mean, people get distracted with text, with anything. And you constantly hear people getting hurt. On bikes, you know. And
every time I see a car on the road, the highway, wherever I am, that's annoying me, and I pass by them, they're always on their phone.
Right?
They're always on their phone. I'm like, just put it down. Like,
and today, almost any car has Bluetooth. You know, why do you have to hold the phone in your hand? You know,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's distracting, you know, and texting, of course, and even without that, people. In a car, you have no chance, you know?
And it's always the person that's going too slow to pass and, like, but too fast to get ahead of them. You're just like, can you decide, like, how fast you're going to go? I need to pass you.
Yeah.
I've definitely developed a little bit of road rage.
Yeah. Well, I know. I drive as much. So I got a new car, like you noticed, and nobody goes faster than me. So I have no problem with
it. Yeah,
I have a problem with the slow drivers. But fuck, do I drive this one fast, man, you know?
Yeah.
I always have to be the fastest on the freeway.
You're that guy.
I'm that guy.
Everyone in a minivan's like, slow down.
Right. And the people that go too slow and irritate me, they stand no chance, you know. So.
Yeah, totally.
But so with my e-bike, I realized that I can't just ride around here, you know. It gets boring after a while.
Sure.
So I got this hitch. It's not even on my car. It's on a friend's car because they have an SUV. And I have, like this rack and I put the bike on the rack and then I can go places, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
So I've done that. But about a month ago, I took a trail from Culver City to Playa del Rey and back, which is amazing. You know, you go along like there's supposed to be a river, but there's no water.
Yeah.
Because we have no water in LA.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
so even our rivers are dry. But so I'm riding there, and, you know, these e-bikes can get pretty fast. Although I slowed down. So, by the way, for those who wonder, you can ride it like a regular bike. You know, you have the same resistance and everything. But when you go uphill or you get tired, you just put it on another gear, and you just spin in your pedals, but it goes much faster.
Yeah.
And farther. And then you have a throttle that makes it go like a motorcycle, you know?
Yeah, definitely. My brother has one, and I was visiting him in Denver, and it was the first time I got on one of those electric scooters.
Uh-huh.
And he's I was so nervous. I was like, I don't know. And he's like, well, get on my bike instead, and he's taller than me. So I the height just wasn't right. So I was like, no, I'll try my luck at the scooter. So I'm on the scooter going maybe like 8-9 miles an hour, and he's like zooming past me, like yelling at me to go faster. I'm like, I can't go faster. I can't. I just can't.
I know. I don't believe these guys. And did you see those riding on? It's one wheel. It's just one wheel, and they ride on it. It's amazing.
I
don't know how they do that. It's called like an e-skate or something, you know, but I don't know how they ride it, man, on one wheel. Like it's a clown, you know, when they go on those
unicycle. Yeah. You know, kids nowadays have those, what are they called? The hoverboards or something?
Yeah.
It's like a hoverboard on wheels.
Right.
And I saw this TikTok video of all these like probably 10, 11 year olds all just hanging out in a little circle on their little hoverboards. And it's like, don't kids like play kickball anymore in the street? Like, what?
No, they don't.
They don't. They're all just on TikTok and their hoverboards.
I just discovered TikTok the other day. I thought, you know, let me try it. You know, everybody talks about it. It's pretty cool, actually. Right?
It's
there's a lot of things people teach you, like with the iPhone and all this stuff. Like,
you definitely learn a lot of tricks and hacks. But the thing is, when people first get on TikTok, the algorithm is set to this like basic mode, right? Where you just get teenagers doing TikTok dances, and I'm not interested in that. But once you kind of sift through, and the algorithm shapes to what you like. It shapes to what you want. So like I follow a lot of therapists on TikTok. I follow a lot of cats on TikTok. Food stuff, home remedies, like holistic medicine, film TikToks.
That's cool. So it gives you those topics more.
Totally. So that's most of what I have on there.
Wow.
A lot of millennial TikTok too. Yeah. I think we're too old to be on there. I'm like, TikTok's for everybody. Okay.
I know. Talking about therapists, I decided, I want to talk to somebody, you know, because I'm really suffering from this corona thing, you know.
Of course.
And so I thought maybe I'd talk to somebody. You know,
therapists are making bank right now.
Yeah,
they really are. They're like,
right, and they don't have to go anywhere. It's over the phone, you know, with video, whatever, you know.
Zoom.
So
I do.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to try today. It's a Zoom call.
Your first session?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting.
So we'll see how that works, you know. And look, I don't know how much you can help me with this, though. I mean,
but look, not every therapist is for everyone. So if it's not a good fit, like, don't let that discourage you from continuing.
Oh, I've been to therapists many times before, believe me.
Okay.
I've been screwed up for a long time.
I mean, we all have our shit. It's just about dealing with it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before the corona, I had a really good therapist, and she was the best, you know. But then she left. I'm with Kaiser, and she left Kaiser, so I was left without a therapist. And then the pandemic hit, so I just kind of let it go. But I need to. I mean, I don't know what she's going to tell me. Go out and take a walk or something, you know. I mean, what is she going to tell me? But
guess you'll find out.
Yeah.
My therapist usually starts talking to me about how I'm historically affected by this, which makes perfect sense. Like, I don't know. I've been, when I was working for that family nannying in the beginning of the pandemic, I was totally losing my shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, it's time. it's time for therapy. And I had spoken to him when I had first moved to LA, but I was like on and off with jobs. I just couldn't make the commitment. So I finally was like, okay, here we go. And I see him every week, and it's been a total game changer.
Really?
I happen to hit the jackpot with him. He's been amazing. Yeah.
You're lucky.
Yeah.
So does it work like remotely and stuff? I mean, does it work for you?
Yeah. We do FaceTime sessions.
Right.
I mean, obviously Zoom is always an option, but
same thing.
It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, same thing.
I'd rather like not have to sit there and log on and this and that.
Yeah.
But
just with video and stuff is good enough, you know.
But yeah, it's been really awesome. And I've always been the kind of person that's always trying to figure out everything that's wrong.
Yeah.
And how to correct it. So that's been really helpful.
Yeah. So have you left that employer? Have you left those people, or are you still working for them?
Well, I ended up getting into a huge blowout fight with the guy that was living there because he told me that I was a peasant and a criminal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
It got
really bad.
Yeah, it got really bad. And so him and I ended up getting into like yelling matches with each other.
Wow.
I mean, he wasn't paying my bills, and luckily my actual boss like really had my back with a lot of things.
Wow.
She really stepped up and was like telling him he was wrong, and her and I had talks and blah, blah, blah. But it was funny. What happened was because him and I got into this huge fight because he started saying that stuff to me, and I became basically their family therapist. So I finally was like, we finished doing pickup shots on a film we were working on vacation because I really wanted to go home and see my family. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, this is not termination, da 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 da. And less than a week into my trip home, I get an email that that the guy was making it really difficult for me to come back, and she just had to let me go. So she fired me a week into my vacation, and I was like, okay, great. But it ended up being a good thing because her and I were really close before he was there. And then when he got there, he just caused so much tension, and he ended up causing tension in all the relationships he was making here with friends that he had already had. And everyone was fighting around him, and it all like was because of him. He was just causing all this drama. Yeah. And so a bunch of time passed, and her and I kind of duked it out a little bit, and then we reconciled, and, you know, she's the one I do massage for once a week. And, you know, I told her, I was like, look, if I come back, I'm setting my rate to what I want to be, and you can get it or not. And, you know, I feel really good about where our relationship's at right now. So
great. And the guy's out of the picture.
He left pretty much. She said she kicked him out 2 weeks after I left. Yeah. And she was paying for him to live somewhere in Sherman Oaks. And he hates it here because he doesn't have any clout here because no one knows who he is here. And he's pretty well known in the UK. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, he can't make a phone call and be like, oh, my name is da-da-da-da-da. And like, everyone's like, oh, sire.
But you saying he's pretty known?
In the UK, yeah. He comes from like a really wealthy, famous family that they've been in the UK for hundreds of years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. But yeah.
It's yeah, he probably thinks he's entitled or something.
So
right?
Entitled, yeah.
Yeah, that's
I really
the
learned.
Problem.
It's like I always knew there was like a separation as far as like misogyny between men and women, but I never really was like, because I've always had a lot of guy friends and I was kind of like, yeah, I don't know. But like that really, because the UK is very classist. It's like you're either like wealthy or you're a complete peasant commoner, you know?
Really?
Yeah, pretty much is what it's been explained to me. I've never been there, but.
That's like a caste system, right?
That's the way the wealthy view it. The people who aren't so wealthy don't really view it that way, but the wealthy people do view it that way.
Wow.
But yeah, it was a really interesting experience, and I mean, apparently I'm the only person that's ever spoken to him like that. So
really?
I was really pleased with that. I was like, you're talking to the wrong person like that.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I mean, that's abuse, you know?
For sure. You know? For sure.
Wow.
But it's good.
Yeah,
in a good
for
place.
You.
Yeah.
Makes you stronger.
Oh, yeah, totally. And it also helped that my friend who is also a producer, her and I've produced films together, not this woman, a different friend, started a COVID safety compliance company. I think in June. And so I started working for them in July, and I've been working as a COVID safety officer on film sets.
Oh, wow. So you make sure everybody's got their masks
got their
and
mask
all that.
On.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
A task force. Huh?
Yeah, definitely a task force.
Wow.
And so it's funny. I walk around set and people just like look at me like
yeah,
really edgy
cop.
Eyed. Yeah,
yeah.
Totally.
Wow.
It's funny to be treated like a narc sometimes.
Yeah, right?
People get sketched out.
Wow. Well,
speaking of narcs, have you been on the app, the Citizens app?
No, the Citizens app.
Yeah, somebody told me to download it, and it's actually hilarious. At least once a week, there's somebody walking around somewhere in LA with like machetes. Like last week there was a woman naked in a fur coat walking around downtown with machetes. And then like a week before that, there was a guy in, I don't remember where, but he also had machetes. And I just keep noticing there's this theme about people walking around with
really?
Machetes in LA. I don't know what
Whoa.
It is.
And that's thanks to the app.
The app.
You learn
yeah.
That?
So this, the people who are seeing stuff on the street, like the citizens, they're the ones that are posting to the app. And a cop came through to the set I was working on last week. And I was like, hey, do you guys know about the Citizens app? And they had no idea. They had no idea about it. I was like, how accurate do you think something like that would be? He was like, honestly, the citizens know more of what's going on than we do.
Yeah,
and
right.
I was like, that's
is there the front lines.
I was like, not Jersey cops.
So
Jersey
it's a
cops
thing.
Know everything.
It's a thing, the machetes, to walk around with the machetes.
Apparently,
it's
yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, where are these machete shops? Where is everyone getting machetes? Amazon?
And why are they walking with them?
Yeah,
you
know, there's a lot of wild stuff that goes on in LA.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, this is a crazy town, man. I don't know what's going to happen with it, but a lot of people are leaving, you know, here in California.
People have left.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
And because, you know, I mean, I think people have become disillusioned, you know. I mean, I've lived here for several decades, and I know that it's not the same place anymore, you know.
Sure.
It used to be California Dreaming and the Sunshine State.
Yeah.
And all that, but, you know, now, I don't know, with the, and especially with the pandemic and stuff, some people feel they went too far, you know. I mean, now, they open the restaurants, but you can't have a TV outside. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't understand that, but I guess now it's, I realize it's because of the Super Bowl or something. But
oh, they don't want crowds.
Yeah. Mm. But this this restaurant owner is saying, well, people are just going to go inside then and watch the Super Bowl, you know, wherever. Maybe yeah. someplace else or something, but that it doesn't make sense, you know. So I don't know, but I'm eager to go to a restaurant or something, check it out, you know, because...
Yeah, I'm excited about outdoor dining.
I know, man.
I've missed that. Restaurant life.
Because I realized how much we really use restaurants, you know, like...
So much.
To socialize and stuff, because... You know, nobody's keeping you from leaving the house and going anywhere. So, sure. like, I'll drive around and stuff, but there's nothing to do. There's nowhere to go.
Yeah, sometimes it's like a social thing to just go sit at, you know, the counter at a restaurant that you like, grab an appetizer or watch the game, whatever.
Right, you know, meet your friends and stuff. I mean, where are you supposed to meet people, you know? So people go to their houses, and it's not the same, you know? You're still sitting in a house, you know?
I know. So much sitting in a house.
Yeah.
So much sitting in a house.
I know.
Yeah.
So have you heard about the whole frenzy with GameStop and everything?
I wanted to ask you about that. So I've been learning the stock market the past couple of months. Because I like to invest. I want to learn and give myself a financial education and learn everything I can before I jump in.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Yeah, no, you got to know what you're doing. Because apparently they're trying to do that with silver this week. Like supposedly today. Where they're trying. They, meaning like the... The crowds, the mob, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
The mobs trying to push up the prices of, well, they did it with GameStop and AMC and stuff. And now they want to do it with silver. And I'll explain to you in a minute how it's done. But my friends yesterday, they would not leave me alone. Let's buy silver. Let's buy silver. I'm like, we don't even.
Your Dogecoin too.
Yeah. You know, but I told them, I said, we know stocks. What do I know about futures, you know, which is what silver is. I said, I know nothing about this, and apparently it's very, very dangerous. You can lose a lot of money because you have to use margin, which means you borrow money. But it means that you can lose more than the money you just put in.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, you know? Jeez. So with stock, it's like, let's say you put in $1,000, right? Mm-hmm. Even if it goes to zero, that's all you lose is your $1,000.
Yeah.
But when you do it with futures and speculation and stuff,
that's
you
what I'm
lose,
afraid of.
Yeah. So you lose a lot more than you put in.
Yeah, that's what I'm
afraid of. That's what scares
of.
Me. And I told him, I said, I'm not buying anything that I don't understand, you know? I mean, it's too dangerous. And when you go on the brokerage site, it keeps flashing at you. Very, you know, very risky, very
risky.
Speculative, very this. So I thought, I'm not going to do it. Sure enough, I'm looking today, silver has not gone up at all. In fact, it just maybe went up by, since yesterday it went down.
Okay.
So by a dollar or something.
Great.
But, yeah.
Off to a good start.
Yeah, I know. But so let me explain to you briefly how that happened. I guess it happened on a Reddit forum or something.
Yeah.
Have you been on Reddit before?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a social media type of thing. And people decided that they're going to make the price go up and squeeze out all the short sellers. Mm-hmm. Now, let me explain to you what a short seller is quickly. Like in the simplest terms, you know, when you buy stock, you buy it low and you sell high, or at least hope that's what's going to happen, right? With the short, it's the other way around. In other words, the people are betting the stock is going to go down, not up. So the way you do it is you first sell it and then you buy it. So you sell it at a higher price, and then you hope the price will go down, right?
Okay, and then you buy it
and then
back
you buy
at
it
a really
cheaper.
Small price. Okay.
Right. So that's what shorting means. Now.
So that's kind of manipulating the system, right?
Well, no, you're not manipulating. You just, instead of betting up, you're betting down. But you're not really manipulating anything. Nobody can really manipulate the stock market except like now with millions of
people. Have you seen the billionaires crying on TV?
No.
I don't know the guy's name, but there was this one guy who was literally tearing up because he was so upset.
Yeah, I mean, they lost millions and billions of dollars, you know?
Yeah.
And so those are all the short sellers. And usually it's institutions like hedge funds, which is like, you know, people that put together all kinds of stocks and financial instruments and stuff like that. So they feel strong and they feel that they can do these things. So they do them. And so now the people decided, well, we're going to squeeze them. What we're going to do is we're going to make the price go up now. So the more you buy, the higher the price goes. And then they're like, they're stuck like having to buy it at a very high price.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is when you first sell them, you sell them, it's like you borrow the money to sell them, right?
Right. Okay.
And then you have to, buy it. So, so you have to buy it so you can give it back whatever you borrowed.
Okay.
Yeah. So you borrow it, you borrow the money to sell it, and then you have to give the money back by buying it. But if you buy it high, then you're in deep shit.
Okay.
Now, with this, you also can lose a lot more money than you put in because you're working with a margin again. You're working with loan money. Okay. I know it's a little complicated.
That's when you can lose more than right. you put in.
So now if you don't, what you can do is right away sell it or rather buy it and make and not lose a lot, or you can wait for it to go up and then go down again. So it's exactly the upward squeeze, which means that the price can go up indefinitely, which means you're going to have to take money out of your pocket to pay for this. That's how they've lost billions and billions of dollars, you know, and they had to put like stops on the trading, which is probably illegal. Now people are suing them, you know, because they're saying, oh, the big guys can actually buy this, but you're not letting the small guy buy this.
Yeah.
You know, the brokerages. So that's what happened. I mean, they decided,
it's historic.
On Reddit. Yeah, people on Reddit decided they're going to do it, and they did it. So they essentially broke the market, you know. The market has been such a perfect thing for many years. And now somebody managed to break it, you know. So they wanted to do the same thing with silver this week. Didn't happen yet, so I don't know. I've been following this.
It was like quite a moment people in the market.
And they're doing it with a company that's not even worth all that money, you know?
Yeah, actually a TikTok of, they were like owner of GameStop, and it was him like in bed in the morning just waking up and looks at his phone and he's like, wait a minute. Takes his glasses off. He's like floored at what just happened overnight, because it pretty much happened overnight.
Right, yeah. And so it inflates the price. Obviously, the company is not worth that much. And also, that's why they've been shorting it, because they're sure the company is going to fail and stuff, and the stock's going to go down. But it was pretty low. I mean, it went up by hundreds of percent.
Yeah.
You know?
So what happens now when you have a company that's not worth that much, that's kind of going out the door, and then you have the Reddit people who have just invested money and made the stock go up? How do they get out? So that they have their money,
can't. It just makes the company worth more, but yeah, it's not real. So the price is eventually going to drop, and you know, because eventually people are going to say, well, it's not a real company, and sell.
So no one's really going to actually make any money.
No, I mean, if you sell it, let's say it goes up and you sell it, you're making a lot of money. You
right.
know?
So the Reddit people who just invested and made all this money, they can sell it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And make a lot of money. But the point is, they said buy and hold, you know, don't sell it, so the price will keep going up, you know?
Yeah.
So, and that's funny. And then the short people that are trying to buy it at a lower price, now the price is going up for them, and they're buying also, trying to get out. So the price just keeps going up and up, you know?
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man, but
I feel like
a lot of people made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't part of it. I wouldn't have believed it could happen, but it happened.
But
you know,
here we are.
And then I'm thinking, you know, this could never have happened without social media and computers and things like that. And
you have people everywhere communicating with each other.
Right.
It's
wild. But so that's why because I've always said, you know, I mean, that's what I learned in economics is the market is nearly perfect, you know, because nobody can affect it, you know.
Yeah.
It just is so many people and the way that it's set up. But now I'm realizing this is something they invented over 100 years ago, and there were no computers. There was no social media or anything. So back then it was perfect. But now they might have to rethink the whole market, you know, which is a big deal.
It's a huge deal. You know? It's a huge deal. gosh.
So I don't know. But essentially, but you were talking about stocks and investing, and that is actually pretty simple, you know, although it's risky and things like that. But you buy and you sell, you know, you just have to know when to buy and when to sell. And that's the big trick, you know. And you can't know because every stock is different.
Mm.
And then there's different ways, like there's investing if you buy it for a long time to sit on it for a long time.
Sure.
Or you trade, which is you can buy and sell on the same day or after a few days.
Yeah.
And things, you're more active with it.
I've been studying covered calls.
Oh, so that's options.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know shit about that.
Yeah.
Really? So you got with the difficult stuff first.
Yeah. I have some friends who have been working with this one guy, and they've been having some great success with it.
Really?
And they were like, it's easy. They said it was easy. But I guess whatever you learn first and the best is easiest to you.
Right.
You know, so.
But you do have to learn it, you know. And I mean, I'm still learning, but.
I listen to the guy's podcast about it every single day, and he has a whole like program and everything. So
wow,
yeah,
yeah. I started with day trading, and which can be risky too because you buy and you're only holding it for seconds and sometimes minutes most.
That's stressful,
right?
Yeah,
and it can go down in a second by like a lot. It can just drop.
I feel like my nose is about to bleed just thinking
about
that.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it can drop like $1,000 immediately and you're fucked.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it can go up also, and that's how many people make money. But I realize that's like just a little bit too risky for me.
Have you been doing it? Because I know you had just started.
So then I changed to what they call swing trading, which is you can either you sell it like after a day or two or weeks, but not months or years. That's investing more for the long term. You buy and you sit on it.
Yeah.
But, we got a phone call here. I asked a few people to call. Let's see who that is. And we're going to have a little conversation here. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello. Oh, something happened to the call. It's not here. Oh, did I just hang it up? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Hello.
Yes, yes. Hey. Hello, hello.
Hey, it's Elon. Do you remember Elon?
Yeah, of course
I do. Oh, wow.
How are you, Dad?
Good, hi. Elon. Thank you for calling. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Great to have you back on the air.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank
you. It's great to be back.
We love to be back and everything. And it's, you know, I miss this a lot, you know, because, I mean, that's why I started the station, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Is with my own show, you know.
Yeah.
And now other people are doing shows that I'm not.
Yeah. You know? Podcasts have been pumping out since the pandemic. I mean, for the last few years in general, but.
Right.
With the pandemic, everyone's like, I'm just, microphones, you can get a cheap one. Too,
exactly, you know.
Yeah, I can do it with everything. It's really great. I have two already. Well, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, one with you on Sundays and one I do on Hebrew on Fridays.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, he's totally taking over the Facebook with his his shows.
If I would take Facebook, I would dismantle the managing people and...
Right.
Yes. You know? What's the basis of your podcast? What are they about?
Well, my one is a podcast and one is a webcast because I'm doing it also live with video. And the programs are called Abracadabra, Create What You Speak.
That's what it means.
Manifestation.
Abracadabra actually means, you create what you speak in ancient Hebrew.
Kind of like law of attraction.
Aramaic.
Is that what we're talking?
I create as I speak. And in our words. And
like
our
you speak out and you create that, you know, like God does, you know. It's like in the Bible, God spoke these things and they were created, you know.
Okay.
So this is it. Like, but it is like positive thinking, like the attraction.
Law of attraction,
you know.
I love
that. For sure, yeah.
Definitely.
Exactly. And it's with sound. Because sound is really the best medicine for the body and soul. And so frequencies, the frequencies of our voice, the frequencies of what we say, the sounds we emit, and the intentions behind the words.
Yes, I actually listen to sound baths at night while I sleep.
Really?
Yeah, there you go.
Almost every night. I can't sleep without it.
Really? That's what he does. He does that in groups and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's really good.
Well, he did in groups before the pandemic.
What is going on?
What's going on is... Jen was nice enough to agree to come to the house here.
You were nice enough to have me back.
Yeah, and we're doing the show from one of the rooms in the house, and it's amazing. And because, I mean, doing it remotely with two people, it's not the same, you know?
No.
And with Zoom and
I'd
all that
I'd probably be
stuff,
trying to, like, do dishes while I'm doing it. Yeah, just start organizing my closet.
Yeah, but this is something.
The interesting thing is you could do this and put it on mute, and he would know, nobody would know that you're doing it, you know?
Right, that's exactly, true. Yeah. True. But why would we put it on mute?
I'm just playing with you.
Yeah, I don't understand. but at any rate, did you hear about the frenzy about silver today? I was going to tell you yesterday, but we couldn't connect. Silver, you know how the stock of GameStop went up a lot?
Yes.
Okay, so they were going to do a run on silver as well and make it go up a lot. And I was going to tell you we should buy some, but...
Silver,
yeah. But and you don't have to buy it physically. You can just buy it like you buy stock, you know. And but actually it didn't go up. Maybe it will later, I don't know, but it hasn't gone up yet. And but my friends were like constantly like, but I told them, I said, you guys go crazy about everything, you know. What the hell's your problem, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Calm down a little bit, you know.
For sure.
And I said everything I told them, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
well, it's
starting
like
with the elections and advice they've given me.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Part of it's also your instincts too,
right?
You know, like if you have a gut feeling about something that what other people are doing isn't quite right, like you have to, you have to follow that.
Yeah,
this is the thing. This is the thing about what's going on. People have been conditioned not to think critically, and they've been conditioned that way by the top 0.5%. Of those who are pulling the mushkot, no,
the reins.
The reins, right?
Yeah.
And people have been conditioned not to think critically because they don't want a mass of people to think critically because otherwise their game is over.
Right.
And so that is so that's encouragement for people to activate their common sense, their thinking, not to be afraid of, oh, what would the other person say? Because this is many times the problem that we run into with ourselves even.
Right.
What other people say. And then we end up doing all kinds of stuff that has nothing to do with who we are. And and we find ourselves deep in the rabbit hole.
Right. Exactly. You know, and I learned something. I learned that whenever someone speaks in future terms, don't rely on that too much, you know, because nobody knows better than you what's going to happen in the future, you know.
For sure.
Because before the elections, oh, this is going to win and he's going to win
exactly,
and that is going to win.
Exactly.
And it's like, how the hell do you know? You know, it's just bullshit.
And here is the thing. Many of those preachers, the right wing preachers and different places are saying, yeah, this guy will win. This guy will win. And then when they didn't win and I heard interviews of talking back to them. They're trying to find their fine words. No, we didn't say he will win. There is a potential of win. And it's like,
right.
Now it's your problem that you believe them.
Right. So when people tell you buy silver, buy this, buy that, you know, don't believe it. You know, I mean, the thing is, take it with a grain of salt because nobody knows what's going to happen in the future as convincing as they may sound, you know.
Yeah.
So
it does pinch though when they were right.
Guess, I mean, if you're buying something or if you're like stocks, I guess.
Yeah.
An educated guess of what you can do, but
right. But nobody
that,
can know better than you. I don't think. You know, you got to know what you're doing. You know.
You know the story behind the GameStop and all those stocks that went high. Did I tell
yeah,
you?
We already discussed it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we discussed it with the Reddit frenzy and all that stuff. So
yeah,
that was
yeah,
pretty
yeah.
interesting. Was, you know. How are you keeping busy during the pandemic? I know you try not to get in contact with too many people and everything. Are you staying sane?
Yeah, I'm staying sane and safe, thank God. You know, the only people I meet are people that that I know are also keeping safe and taking precautions and
good.
Stuff like that. Yeah. Because you know, it is there, it is
right.
out there, and I don't really get the whole logic of reopening the city. Not that I'm not for it, but you know, it's like.
Well, let me explain
like
to you.
That you have, it's like knowing that you have a pack of predators 200 yards from you, and you're still going to have a party.
Well, it's not quite the same.
Predator animals, you know?
Well, let me explain what I think. You know, the thing is that first of all, most of the people that I know that were sick, and I know a lot of people that were sick, mm-hmm. came out of it within a few days, no problem at all.
It's lucky.
Well, most of the people, though, how lucky
well,
is it?
Most of the people, you know, that I think, you know, but this is not...
No, but it's more unusual that people die than they don't, you know. Usually it's just something... I mean, my daughter had the long-term one,
yeah,
and she's out of it, too.
Well, here's the thing. It's not so much that people are dying more from actually the first chunk of having COVID from the time they get it within the first month or so. It's 6 months down the line, people are having exactly. organ failure. People are having exactly. swollen organs, swollen brains, aneurysms, heart failure, issues like that, blood clots.
From COVID?
From COVID.
So how come I...
Yes.
Where have I been? I haven't heard any of this.
There's like a team of nurses and other people who work for insurance companies. And these insurance companies are saying now that we're months away from it, the people, even people who are completely asymptomatic, like had COVID, no symptoms whatsoever, those people included are 6 months down the road having blood clots, having organ failure. My friend had COVID. She's a COVID officer. She accidentally got COVID from her boyfriend who got it from another film set. He was bedridden for days. Uh-huh. She barely had any symptoms, but then she started having swollen organs and had to go to the hospital for swollen organs and brain fog and all that. So it's not so much going and getting COVID and then dying within a few weeks or a month or two. It's the complications that happen later. And
that's the first time I've heard of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard it's of like
people that.
It's a gene that keeps mutating all the time. So
yeah.
right.
the COVID and the vaccine, you know, the vaccine, who is getting vaccine, doesn't mean that they are not able to infect somebody else. They can still have it because the vaccine, and now they say the vaccine, they may have to do another shot because the viruses keep on mutating and the vaccines right. are yeah. not so-called vaccines. Right. And here's the thing with the vaccines. I don't know, Jen, I had a program a couple of weeks ago with a teacher of mine. I'm a bioacoustic engineer as well. And what that means is that I take a sample voice. And your voice is a holographic representation of everything that you are. Mm. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, are you speaking the truth even?
Yeah.
Your voice has frequencies that you cannot hear with your naked ear, so to speak. So here's the thing with the COVID and the vaccine. The main thing that it affects your metal, and it affects what is called a criterochrome, which is in our brain. And this is what whales have and birds have. It gives you navigation, and that affects that. And you'll see there are videos also in the interview that I did of birds that are running into the 5G towers trying to take it apart and take the wires apart because it affects their navigation. Mm. So this whole virus was engineered keeps mutating and keeps affecting different things in the body over time. So Jenny's right, it's an overtime effect. And so it's not a simple thing, oh, it's like a flu and let's get over it. No, nobody really knows how it's going to affect, even those who created it.
Even long-term arterial damage.
Right, yeah. I don't know. I'm not... the thing is this, is that I agree we have a problem. Nobody's denying it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's definitely the virus out there. There's people dying and all that. But at the same time, it's not like people are dropping on the street like flies, you know.
That's true.
You know, so to stop the economy for a whole year, that's not logical either.
But the thing is, if we would have shut down completely, like
I know, but we haven't.
New Zealand really shut down. I know they're much smaller and easier to contain than something like the United States, but even China really shut down and they're back to normal as well.
No, then China is getting another wave right now.
They might be getting another wave, but they were back to normal for a little while.
Well, but China is not an example because I believe they're the ones that unleashed it. So, of course, they would have like, you know, that's my opinion, but of course they would have...
It doesn't matter, but they handled the pandemic. The reason we didn't shut down is because whoever was warming the chair really didn't do anything, and not just that, denied and con- continued to evoke people to go out.
But, you know, I mean, to single this out, I don't think is fair because most countries have had this problem. It doesn't matter who the leader is. Most countries have had problems.
But countries took precautions, Sam.
No, but if you look at Europe, for example, I don't know one country that came unscathed from that, you know.
Oh, it's hit everybody. It's hit everybody.
Right.
But it's the response. How do you respond?
Well, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, no, but how do you respond? Okay, so if all of them, or at least some of them responded correctly, you should see some signs. I mean, there were countries that were not affected in the beginning that later on picked it up, you know. So
that's because people were traveling to there.
That's right.
I think all borders should have been completely shut down. Everything should have been completely...
Exactly.
People shouldn't have been able to leave. It probably couldn't have come here from wherever it started had travel been shut down. I don't think our borders were protected properly. I don't think
state borders were protected properly.
You know, I've worked on sets where people are having their mask up and down, and I'm like, keep your mask on, please. They're like, oh, well, I was just in Montana, and nobody was wearing a mask there. I'm like, yeah, but like... I don't know what Montana's actually like, but there's like one person per 10 miles. Like everyone's been, you know, you have to drive 30 minutes to go to the convenience store. They're like, people are much more distanced versus somewhere like LA or New York where everyone's, you know.
So how come now that we're more careful than we were in the beginning and stuff, which I think we've done a lot of things like the masks and social distancing and everything. It seems like now it's worse than ever.
Because there's anti-mask parties patrolling through Target, patrolling through Costco.
I don't know. Everybody that I see has got
a... The whole city is opening with no logic behind. If you're looking at getting better, succumbing to pressure and opening the businesses just so people can have it, now there'll be another surge. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Right. I mean, we've already hit our other surge,
But that's
sure.
just here, you know? I mean, in other places, it doesn't happen like that.
I mean, New York didn't shut down their outdoor dining. It's the middle of winter there, and they're still doing outdoor dining.
Yeah.
And they really,
you know, you have to think of... Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. I was going to say New York was one of the worst places, and now they're doing like kind of okay. They're still wearing masks, but they're doing better than we are.
Right. That's the question is why, you know? I mean, everywhere that I go, I see people with masks, and I haven't seen one person without masks.
Oh, I see it all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
What is the purpose of shutting down? The purpose of shutting down is so you can. It's like a kid that is sick for a few days, and then the next day he starts feeling better and he right away wants to go out, right?
Right.
What the mom would say, no, stay home another day, feel better, right? So the body can regulate itself. It's the same thing. You kind of can say in relation is almost there. Just need to take another push and to shut everything.
Right. But let me ask you this, Elon. We're running out of time, but I did want to ask you, how long do you do this for? I mean, 2 years, 3 years, stay closed?
How do I do what? I didn't hear you.
No. How do we stay closed for that long? I mean, how long do you feel we should close this for something that... A small percentage of people die. It's not like it's huge,
The shutdown needs to be targeted. Targeted, like based on areas, based on spikes.
I think
based
states
on where
should
they are.
Be shut
to
down.
Target shutting down.
Yeah, right. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, our restaurants were shut down. Using masks. You go to a store, they don't let more than 4 or 5 people in the store. From what I've seen, most people get sick because... If one gets sick, then the whole family does because they live in the same house.
I mean, same for people who work together in a restaurant, even if it's all the cooks in the kitchen, the delivery people coming in and out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I don't. There's no answers. No easy answers.
So
anyway.
We can yada yada about this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Elon, thank you so much for calling. We got to run.
Hey, Sam.
It was
great
talking.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Too bad we can't do it in person, but maybe one day.
We will.
Yeah. I want so much for everything to be normal again. I'm sure everybody else does too.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's tired of this already, but it's almost a year, man. Almost a year.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. So can I just say my address? So
yeah, of course.
If they want to.
Yeah, of course.
So it's bodysoulsound.com.
Bodysoulsound.
I work with people from with different issues that are starting from even separations, relationships, self-enhancement, and helping people map their experiences. And it's all through sound and everything. So I really appreciate that. It's, yeah, it's great. It's great
very
to be here.
Very cool, yeah. And Elon is a very spiritual guy. If you guys want any spiritual help and advice, there you go, you know.
Everything starts from there. Everything yeah. that happens on this plane, uh-huh. on this earth, on what you see, has a spiritual reason and cause. And if you start from that understanding, right. then all your resolutions and all your way of outlook on things will be completely different and more encompassing.
Right.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. At least if you believe in it, you know. You well, got to believe
yeah,
in it.
You know, that's the point. But we won't do it in one minute. But right. it is a completely life-altering, life-changing perception. It's all in our perception.
Right. Everything is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, Elon. Take care, my friend.
Guys.
Stay
Thank
safe
you.
And healthy.
You,
and we'll talk to
Take
you soon.
Care. You too. You
talk
too.
Soon, Elon.
Take care. Talk to
Bye.
You soon.
Bye. Bye. Okay, I don't know.
I want to get a sound bath from him.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should. It's pretty cool,
I think
actually.
I will. Yeah.
So you can do this like by phone or what?
No, I'd probably no. we'd probably have to meet in person. But right. I'm COVID tested 3-4 days a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm swabbed up my nose all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that like? I mean, I'm kind of afraid of that. Doesn't it go to your brain?
Well, the first one that I had, I was in... Well, a lot of them, Curative was doing them mouth. You'd have to cough into your own mouth and then swab your mouth and your throat.
Okay.
But the ones I do on set, we do rapid and we do PCR, which is usually nasal swab. Now, when I went to New Jersey over the summer,
right.
I got a deep swab so that I knew I was safe around my mom.
Uh-huh.
And this guy went so deep into my nose.
Oh, my God.
I felt it under my
in
eye.
In your eye, right?
Like, he goes, look at the wind. I was in my car. He goes, look at the windshield and go to your happy place. And I just looked at him. And he just, he kind of just shrugged and was like, got to do this. And he went straight up and was just spinning, spinning, spinning,
wow.
spinning. And after like 4 or 5 seconds of spinning, then he's like, 10, 9. I'm like,
oh,
my
God.
God. Yeah. And
I
he
would
had to
die.
Do it. Yeah. It was
I
rough.
Would die. Well.
But the lower in the nose swabs aren't bad. They just kind of go around 4 or 5 times.
But you don't
times.
Know which one they're going to do when you go, right?
I think PCR and the... The antigen one are both middle of the nose.
Oh.
It should be deeper than it is, but they don't.
Oh, well.
Californians are weak.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jen, thank you so much.
Thank you. This was so great.
Right. Isn't it exciting to be back? I mean, my God, you know, just to talk, just to...
A little human interaction.
Yeah,
just so
socialize.
Much for the
brain. Yeah, you know. And we'll get... I'm starting to book guests and stuff, so that'll be cool. On the phone, of course. But... that should be cool, you know. We'll talk to some people and stuff. And, we'll see. Hopefully, we'll be able to get back to normal soon, although it doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, we're happy that we're able to entertain you, if only for an hour a day. But there you go. For those listening, by the way, we're going to do only Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So you'll have replays on Tuesday and Thursday. But... it's just easier that way for now, you know. I didn't want to overkill either. So thank you all for listening. Have a great day.
All right.
All right. We'll see
you. Wear your mask, sanitize your hands.
Exactly. And stay 6 feet from each other and whatever.
Stay safe out there.
Yeah. See you Wednesday. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.